My dearest, to Ireland with speed I must go, to conquer Great Britain's implacable foe. Then rest you contented till I sail the main, and crowned with triumph I'll see you again. Of papists and rebels to conquer a crew, I quickly must go now and bid you adieu.
How can you in sorrow thus leave me behind, deprived of your company, troubled in mind? Then pray be contented and stay still with me, to shun all the dangers of land and of sea. I cannot, I will not be parted from you, then be not so cruel to bid me adieu.
Pray rest now contented, for needs I must go. The peace of the kingdom will have it be so. The power of the government is in your hand, and every true subject is at your command. Then, dearest and loving, both real and true, I must of necessity bid you adieu.
Distractions in city and country may rise, with uproars and rumors, false stories and lies. A woman soon daunted, and when you are gone, your wit will be wanted, and I be undone. Then cannot be pleased to part with you so, to conquer the Irish or any such foe.
For Britain and Ireland I hazards have run, when their church and their store were almost undone. And now I, in spite of old Babylon's whore, their laws and their liberties hope to restore. I'm sorry and grieved to part with you too, but must of necessity bid you adieu.
The plots and the battles by sea and by land, with many misfortunes which none can withstand, and all the great dangers which you undergo, will tend to my sorrow and turn to my woe. Then do not encounter with Babylon's crew, nor think upon bidding your dearest adieu.
When cannons do roar and bullets do fly, who honor would win must not fear to die. Your words and your sorrow, your sighs and your grief, they add to my trouble but give no relief. Then do not my passion but fighting renew, but suffer me freely to bid you adieu.
My sex it is fearful and quickly cast down, and many sad troubles lie under a crown. Distractions and contests at home and abroad, which are for a woman too heavy a load. Then of your departing I cannot allow, nor can I endure you to speak of adieu.
Do not more persuade me, but live still content. There's nothing that can now my going prevent. And though you be one of the female kind, there's nothing hard to a courageous mind. My dearest, grieve not, for I know what I do, and must, though I'm sorry, now bid you adieu. Then sighing, the queen in his arms he did take, whose heart was with sorrow then ready to break. He kissed her, whilst she, that was modest and meek, dropped pearls that clouded the skies of her cheek. Then both at their parting their passions renew, and with a sad sigh bade each other adieu.